Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Intuitive Answers. This is Birkan Töre, and I'm so happy to be live with you once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to all light workers, to all listeners, whether you are listening to me for the first time, then God help you, or you are one of my friends and students, welcome to everyone. This show is open to anyone who basically has an open heart and wants to learn, wants to be entertained, wants to heal, or just connect with fellow light workers. And I'm going to be talking about the word light worker a lot today. And we're going to talk about the word light worker, who light workers are, and what types of light workers are out there. And can I say light worker one more time in the same minute? I can. I just said it. Light worker, light worker, light worker. Because if you say it, I guess, so fast, so many times, it sounds like something else. But okay. Basically, I will talk about extreme examples of light workers, because there are quite a few extreme examples of light workers out there. And I know that these people are not extreme because they want to be. They just don't know any better, and they're doing the best they can. So hopefully I can offer some suggestions. And prior to the show, the last maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, angels were all around me, tapping me on the shoulder, say this and remember to say that, and remember to say this. So I have this notebook here full of little notes that just arrived, fresh from heaven, fresh from my guides and angels, all for you. And I just jotted down little notes and keywords, so I'm not going to forget what they want me to convey. But at the same time, I told angels, look, this is your show. I give you this show. Use it for your purposes. And please make sure that I pass on the messages that you would like me to pass on to everyone. Rachel's like, hey, fresh from heaven. Yeah, we have a chat room. If you don't know, yes, we have a chat room, and there's always a love fest, a party going on in the chat room. How do you find a chat room, you say? All you need to do is to log into Blog Talk Radio using your Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio accounts, login details, and voila, you are logged in. Then you need to refresh the page and scroll down where you are going to find the chat room. Because I will be also taking your questions from the chat room, and you can meet other light workers in the chat room. And I also have my certified angel mediums, oracle messengers, and all sorts of students and healers and intuitives ready to answer your questions, ready to say a prayer for you. So you can also ask a question in the chat room, and a fellow light worker can help you with an answer. They can pull cards for you. So it's not only me. We show up every Wednesday as a team of healers here, okay? So if you can find the magical chat room, yay, you are more than welcome. And if you are listening to this from the archive, don't worry, we are still connecting from heart to heart. There's no such thing as time. We are not limited by time. Energy and love is not limited by time. So whenever we do prayers and meditation, we still connect. Because I know, I have a feeling many of you will catch up with this particular episode for some reason through the archive. So I'll keep that in mind whenever I'm sending energies. I'll remember you. And Rachel is back in the chat room. So, and she says she has her cards ready. So if you have questions, Rachel will be carding. Yeah, she'll be carding you. She'll check for ID first. No, when you ask questions, of course, it helps to share your first name, but she will be pulling cards for you. While Rachel was gone, Aryan was manning the chat room, manning, hint, pun intended, but now she's back, and maybe Arsen will join us in a few minutes. Let's see, but I'm seeing a lot of friendly faces in the chat room already. Hi, Carissa. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Gumbridge and Gunilla and Monica and other Monica and Christy. Hello, everyone. And I have already a switchboard of colors here, but I know that the switchboard can take more. I can take up to 50 colors because I don't pick the colors first called, first served. Okay, there's no such thing here. Every time I'm taking colors to answer their questions, to give intuitive answers as much as possible, I just follow what my intuitive guidance. So maybe you might be the last caller on the list, like you might be number 49 or 50, and my angels might say, pick that one. I always believe those who are picked for readings are the ones that needs to be picked. And I also take questions from the chat room, which is why I'm speaking so fast, so I can talk about light workers as much as possible, give you a few good tips, and then start taking questions. Now, what is this light worker thing? Like, who is a light worker? Who is not a light worker? There are a lot of different terms out there, and it can be confusing. Like, am I a healer? Am I a psychic? Am I a light worker? Am I an earth angel? Or am I an incarnated star being? Then there's the term starseed. There are all sorts of descriptions of different souls on their different, you know, on different parts of their journey in the incarnational cycle. But light worker is the one that is the most general, almost like an umbrella that involves a very large group of evolved souls who are dedicated to service, who are dedicated to healing. And these souls, light workers, you, me, and, you know, anyone else who is listening, we are the souls who took on missions, who agreed to take on certain missions and lessons before incarnating that involves healing and helping and serving others and the planet. Now, these missions are not always our profession. And also, as a light worker, your mission is not only about a spiritual subject. So in order to be a light worker, you do not have to be a healer. You do not have to be a psychic. You do not have to be a medium. You can be a light worker and be a lawyer and then be called to champion, be a voice for a certain cause, and seek justice, and inform people, educate people, take action. Or you can be a lawyer, or you can be a musician, or an artist who is going to create awareness or heal people through their artistic talents and abilities and training. Or you can be, I don't know, I think pretty much you can be a light worker in any profession with any kind of training, or a lack of training, without training, any kind of abilities, as long as you are feeling the strong call to help to anyone, not only yourself, but anyone, and to be of service. And maybe you feel called to help animals. Maybe you feel called to help the trees or flowers. Maybe your calling, your mission is very specific. So it doesn't even have to be about just people. Your mission as a light worker can be quite specific. And like I said, your mission as a light worker or your mission, some of us have multiple missions on earth, like teaching and writing and healing. You see, that's already three missions done by the same person. So I forgot what I was saying because I got distracted by my chat room here. As soon as I start reading what's happening in the chat room, I'm like, la, 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 look, a chicken or something shiny, because now I'm distracted by my shiny phone cover. Okay, Birkin, come back here. Okay, I'm going to cover up the phone. This is exactly what I mean. I said, God help you if you are listening to me for the first time. But basically, I said, yes, you can have multiple missions. You do not have to choose, but you need to prioritize. There is only so much you can do at once. And when we see light workers trying to do so much at the same time, and obviously, you know, we can only do so much within 24 hours with our given physical capacity and energy and willpower and motivation and resources. So these light workers start feeling depressed. These light workers start feeling overwhelmed, tired, almost burnt out, just like working too much for a corporate. So all that stress can actually harm your body. You know, being too responsible and feeling overly responsible and then feeling like you are not fulfilling your responsibility as a light worker is going to affect what I'm just giving a moment to my Atlantean healing students to call upon their medical intuitive knowledge. Yes, it is going to affect your solar plexus chakra, also known as your third chakra, which is the center for vocation, responsibility, self-esteem, and power. So if your solar plexus is out of whack, what is going to happen? You might end up with addictions, weight issues, digestive problems, and so on and so forth. These are the, you know, the most common, at least, examples of solar plexus chakra saying, help me, help me, help me. This is out of balance, out of harmony. I'm out of harmony. So hormones got in there because, you know, adrenal glands, yeah, there's a lot that is connected to your solar plexus chakra. But basically, calm down. I really need you to calm down. Those of you who feel like you need to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, that you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, no, you shouldn't. You are not alone. There is so many of us. There are so many of us out there as light workers. We will share the load. All we need to do is our best, what we can do at any given day, and no matter how small or how big, because there's no such thing as just a small help. It all adds up. When we all do something small that day, it all adds up. So my overworking light worker friends, I need you to practice. I would advise you to practice mindfulness, to just to bring your mind to here and the now and focus on what is going on right now and not worry so much about future, because future we can do something about. Okay, so what are we doing? We use mindfulness. We focus on one thing at a time, and we prioritize, and we calm down. We calm down, and we remember we are not alone. Also, my overly responsible light worker friends, I need you to remember that everyone has a higher power, and you ain't it. So you need to sometimes remember to step back and allow people to connect with their higher power. In fact, encourage people, empower people to connect with their higher power and do the work and guide them through your intuition or help them through your training, whatever is your area of helping or expertise. But you need to remember that it is not your job to fix everyone. I'm not even getting to a point of pleasing everyone. That's all another issue. But we need to remember that the moment we see that we can't help, we can still pray and hand it over to a higher power and also encourage other people. Because your ego can take over this whole light worker show. Because if your ego cannot stop you from helping to people, then your ego might tell you, okay, you are a superhero. You have to help everyone and go for it because you are the biggest. And then, of course, you'll realize that it's not possible and then you can feel bad about it. So we don't want that to happen. So we're going to say, no, I'm only helping people through the power that goes through me. And I have a higher power, but so they do. I'm not bigger than them as a light worker. I'm not special in the way that they're not. I'm just here to help them until they come into their own power, that they connect with their own higher power. And I'm just going to do what I can. And for the rest, I'm going to send prayers out to everyone. And then there is the group of light workers. And obviously, I will just, you know, briefly address different groups of light workers because I have only an hour here. And so I will address different groups of light workers today before taking calls. You know, mostly the first half of the show, I try to focus on a subject and I start taking your questions. But if you feel like one of the groups, you know, if you ever say, oh, can you talk more about these light workers who burn themselves out trying to help people, who exhaust themselves and who are stressed and who are lost to how to help, then we can dedicate an episode to that. And then we can also dedicate maybe an episode to the next group of light workers, the other extreme. Now, again, we have a bunch of beautiful, talented people who are spiritual, who are guided to help people, yet they are under this illusion that is created, that is programmed into our minds almost, that what can I do? I can't do anything. I'm just one person. These issues are too big for one person. What can I do? I can't do anything. And a part of this group says, oh, well, I'm going to send love and light. Send love and light. I'm going to send love and light. Whatever they hear, I'm going to send love and light. Sure, why not? But let me tell you, my friends, you can do more than sending love and light. I do appreciate all the love and all the light and all the prayers because they do work. Please don't ever think for a second that I'm dismissing sending love and light, because I'm the first one to say that to anyone under any circumstances, that the first thing I'm going to do for anyone as soon as I see them, I'm going to send them blessings, I'm going to send them positive thoughts, prayers, and all that. But if I can do more, I'll go for it. And that's what I want you to do. Because we are living in a day, an age, where it is so easy to connect with so many people, to be heard, to take action. We have these websites created so you can create your own petitions and collect signatures without having to go door to door like the old days, because you can't even go door to door these days. Most issues are affecting many nations, and these petitions work. Look at avaz.org, avaz.org. It's going to be in the chat room, avaz.org, and just read the media and highlights and see what they have accomplished with our help, with your help, with every single petition, every single signature. We were able to stop laws from passing, stop harmful products being approved. We were able to help people who wouldn't be helped any other way. So everything helps. So love and light is where we begin. Sending love and light is our starting point, but we need to do more than that. So whether you do this by calling your local political representative, sending emails, sending letters, applying pressure to where it's needed, or signing petitions, but we need to do something, please. Otherwise, a light worker who is not following their mission, following their purpose, a light worker who isn't doing enough often feels depressed, useless, and very sad. And I wouldn't want you to feel that, not for a day, not for a second. And I just see my sister, Arsene, join. Hi, Arsene. She's in the chat room, too. So we have even more psychics and angel mediums and angel therapists in the chat room. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I know that even if I can't see your question in the chat room, there'll be someone who'll also take your question. So let's wake up from this apathy, because that's the, you know, I think apathy and this not doing anything is more dangerous than a lot of other things you can't think of right now. I'm not afraid of corporates. I'm not afraid of politicians. I'm not afraid of practically anything. But apathy of light workers concern me even more than apathy of mainstream people who are not as aware. Because if a light worker sees something intuitively or consciously, you know, five sensor, six sensor, doesn't matter, sees it happening and not do something because they feel like they have no power, I'm like, oh my God, if we don't act, then we lose our chance to make a change, and that we have no right to complain in the future. So please wake up. And if you don't have the strength to wake up and do something, then that means there is something to heal. And if you need stimulants, if you need so much coffee, I mean, I love my coffee. I love coffee as much as the next guy. Don't take it in the wrong way. But if you need so much coffee and extra stimulants, and it's not for pleasure but out of need, then that means you need to heal your body, heal your mind, take a holistic route to find out why you do not have the strength, why you do not have the motivation to do something, or you feel like you don't have the strength while you do. So let's heal that and let's get you going. Let's, you know, get you join us in creating a change for the planet, for some of us, one individual at a time, for some of us, for more people at once. but we can do something. And as light workers, we are, most of us are sensitive people. I think almost all of us are sensitive, very, very sensitive emotionally, physically. It's just that some of us got the opportunity to learn how to manage our sensitivity so far and what to do. So we are less affected by them in a negative way because, you know, price of sensitivity is sensitivity. Thanks to your sensitivity, you are able to sense things beyond the five senses, but also because of your sensitivity, well, you are sensitive. So it's important to find out how to manage your sensitivity as a light worker so it doesn't become a disability. It becomes just an aspect of your life that you need to be aware of. So you need to adjust your diet and lifestyle to be a healthy light worker. And that diet, there is no one-size-fits-all diet for everyone. I mean, there are one-size-fits-all ideas like eating healthy, eating organic, avoiding toxic substances, avoiding harmful substances. You know, this is common sense. But when it comes to personal diet, we really need to listen to our body. You will know when something is not resonating with your physical body. Your physical body will let you know physically that particular substance or drink is not for you. And if you're in doubt, if something keeps coming back to your mind, like I should stop eating this or I should stop drinking that, not because people are telling you, but like really coming from within, just reduce or avoid that substance for a while and see how your energy changes. Clean your gut. Detox, you will be amazed how much strength and energy every day you will have. Clear your chakras regularly, you will be amazed how much more energy you will have. And then all this extra energy that you just gained by healing yourself, you can use it to be powerful yet sensitive. So you are not locked in your home because the energy outside is so harsh you can't even be with other people. I see light workers like this and it breaks my heart because they are such amazing people, talented intuitives, yet their intuition is so out of control, so out of whack that they are taking on too much and they're in hiding. So it's important to learn more about intuition. It's often your intuition as a light worker that brings too much information that you do not need. Especially you do not need to experience or you do not need to have it in your body. So it's important to understand and learn about intuition. Even if you are not going to be a psychic or medium or intuitive counselor coach, intuition is just a sense, a function of your brain, just like the other five. So why not master it? Why not learn how to work with it? And then you can choose how much intuition you want to integrate in your everyday life and your career. It pretty much fits into everything, just like the other five senses. So please learn how to work with your intuition. Intuition is one of my passions, so I can go on and on about it. But these days, I feel more peaceful when I'm not able to travel and teach about intuition because I have a DVD course, a high-definition video course, 10.5 hours of me talking about, teaching about intuition, giving exercises that you can just order from askangels.com. It's a DVD set. Invite your friends, create your own classroom or do it on your own. But I feel now better that I have created something with the help of professionals, that we have created something, a form of learning about intuition that even if I can't travel, even if I can't get to meet people or they can't get to meet me, there is a way for people to still at least learn my school of intuition, my method of intuition, things that I've learned over the years, but also things I have developed over the years. So sensitivity can be managed. How? Like I said, through your diet, through creating energetic and intuitive boundaries, learning how to do that. And at the same time, working with positive affirmations and healing your personal issues. There are so many professionals out there who works with emotional freedom technique, Atlantean healing, angel readings, intuitive work. So there is help. And help ranges from free to $800 an hour. Whoever you can afford, whoever you are guided to work with, there are so many practitioners out there who are offering their services to help you come into your power. Because these days, since the, you know, the Mayan calendar, the end of the world, that wasn't the end of the world. We know that. We're all here, right? And we're all paying bills and seeing our friends and hanging out. But you know what changed? That the age of freedom has begun. Now, in the past, maybe it was just really intuitive people and indigos and some sensitives who could see the truth, what is really going on, what really is happening around us and what really exists around us. Now that veil has been removed. It's gone. It's part of 2012 altogether. Now more and more people, even though they did not work with their intuition consciously previously, they started seeing what is really going on. And news and information started being released more and more, cannot be controlled anymore. So truth is literally out there. And people are waking up. The question is, what are they going to do next? Well, we are going to take action, because the media, or at least a certain type of media and a group of people, want to convince you that you have no power over what's happening, that you're not rich enough, you're not powerful enough. It is one big, well, bullshit. Let's, you know, call it what it is. So if we all do something, no matter how small it appears, when we are at home on our own, together, it makes noise that people need to listen. Your politicians, yeah, they need to listen to their backers, people who invested in them during the campaign periods. But they need to be reelected, you know, so they're afraid of you too. They're afraid of losing your support. So they need to listen to you, but if you reach out to them. So it's great to pray. It is great to visualize, and we need to hold the vision, a better vision that we want to create, and we don't go against things and we go for things that we want to manifest, but we also take physical action whenever possible in whichever guide, whichever way you feel guided to take physical action. I mean, who am I to tell you what exactly to do? But your intuition will tell you what is your role and when. And it can be, like I said, it can be just signing up to change.org and signing a few petitions, which will take less than a few minutes, or AVAS, or, you know, support a cause, or send an email. You know, a lot of organizations create letters and email drafts that you can simply copy-paste and send it to these people to make noise, to make the necessary changes. So let's wake up and let's stop pouring pink paint over things and hope that they'll go away, because in the reality with small r, not reality with capital R, but the reality with small r that we are experiencing, healing is needed, and we can heal if we take action. I know that it can be harsh to look at these websites, to watch the news, so be selective, by all means, be selective. You can control the amount of information you are going to face, and I support that. But you know what happens? When you change your perception, when you change the way you watch the news, it stops affecting you so much in a negative way. Because when you see all the horrors of the planet that is going on, all the injustice, it can be quite hurtful. It can make us feel powerless, and it can make us feel like everything is going to hell in a handbasket. But no, the moment you start seeing the news as a prayer request being broadcasted nationwide or internationally, and every single time that you say a prayer and you visualize the outcome of that situation, you already are doing something about it, and you will feel less powerless and, in fact, powerful, and say, okay, let's do something about this, whatever you can. Not every cause is yours. Your heart, your angels, your intuition will guide you. And like I said, not every mission of every light worker is their paid profession. Sometimes you'll be provided with a job that you are happy to fulfill, that you are happy to go and do, that pays your bills and support, helps you support the causes that you feel passionate about, help you be a light worker, help you do your healing work, whatever is your life. So this is quite individualized. The curriculum of karma is highly individualized for everyone, for all light workers. But let me tell you one thing. If you are a light worker, as you know, an individual who is feeling called to serve and heal. That means you are one step away, evolutionary speaking, one step away from being a light being. Mostly, being a light worker is the step before being a light being on the other side. So, just telling you, you know, don't work for that, of course, but be aware of the fact, if you signed up for service and helping, there's a big chance you'll keep doing this on the other side when it's your time. So, I'm going to have a quick look at the chat room, and I'm going to also have a quick look at my little notes and keywords here just to make sure I did not skip anything. Hopefully not. I mean, there's one thing. Okay, I want to address one thing that is not in the notes, but I'm kind of almost feeling it collectively from the chat room that so many people are being afraid of, so many people are afraid of being judged and persecuted. So many people are afraid of being listed or named and marked or tagged, whatever you call it, in the country you are in. But guess what? If it's going to help, you're already being watched and tagged and marked and all that. But we have more power than the witch trials. Sometimes in certain countries we don't. True. Let's acknowledge that and let's pray that it's going to change. Let's do something about it. But in most civilized countries, witch trials are over, my friends. Heal those past life fears. We've all been persecuted, judged, and even killed for being a light worker in any other lifetime. So don't let that stop you from being of service in this lifetime. And so heal those fears. Because what if people are offended? What if people say something about you? Guess what, my friends? People always, you know, there are always those people who say judgmental, negative things about other people. You know, not doing anything rarely stops people from being judgmental. But if you do something good and they're being judgmental, well, at least you are doing something good in the meantime. So, and that happens especially for light workers who work with a larger public and who become a public figure themselves. And if you are afraid of what people are going to say, don't go for it. But focus on service and then what they say, what judgmental people who live in fear say, you even see that from a different, more compassionate point of view, and it doesn't hurt anymore. I'm saying this from personal experience. I'm not saying it's not bothersome, it's annoying, but a fly is annoying too, but I'm not going to move house I'm not going to up and leave because of a fly. So don't worry about offending people or what people are going to think of you when you speak up about what you feel passionate about. But speak up. Just because I said, you know, don't worry about what people say, that doesn't mean, you know, break people's hearts or be rude. No, be peaceful light workers. Because you cannot attain peace through war. You cannot attain peace with fight and negativity. So your attitude needs to be peaceful if you want a peaceful solution. So your wording needs to be peaceful. And being a warrior of light is no excuse for not being kind, loving, and polite, okay? If you are really passionate about something, I know, you know, certain things press my buttons when I see it on the news or read about it, and I want to really rant and bitch, but then I say, okay, Archangel Raguel, please help me infuse my communication with these people with love and harmonize my relationships. When I need to express my opinion about something that pushes my buttons, I say, Archangel Gabriel, please help me express myself in a loving way and peaceful way. So that will already reduce a lot of the reactions that you're afraid of getting. If people did not act because they were afraid what people are going to say, women wouldn't have the right to vote in many countries. Racism would be even a bigger issue than it is right now. People, I mean, I can name many, but you know your history, that in every country there had been people who were not afraid of what other people are going to say, and they championed the cause. And a lot of them did it in a peaceful way too and still won. So can you, and so we can, because you're not alone. You're not locked down. They couldn't start a petition. They couldn't start a Facebook page. They couldn't start an emailing chain. You can. So you don't have to do what you're called to do alone. So now I'm going to start taking your questions, and I'm going to start taking your calls. And I would like to focus this week, if possible, if you have questions, that would help you be, you know, that will help you be the light worker that you are, that, you know, that would help you experience being a light worker, whether it's professionally or in your everyday life. So if you have any questions regarding how to get there, please ask away. It can help someone else who is listening to the show. So your answer can be someone else's answer at the same time. If you have any fears or issues about stepping into your power as a light worker or taking action, please ask and let's talk about it. Let's, you know, bring you some guidance. So I'm going to stop ranting. Hopefully I wasn't ranting, because, you know, at a given little time, I want to give you as many tips as possible, empower you and remind you how powerful you are. So, okay. So Mimi in the chat room, let's go. She's asking, how can she shield herself from negativity? Now, one thing that I would highly recommend, Mimi, is really visualizing this translucent white light, God's white light, universe's white light, divine love, source energy, Christ energy, whatever is your belief, whatever you are aligned with spiritually. Call upon that power that is already within you and surround yourself, which will only filter lower energies that you do not want within yours, but you'll be still be able to connect with people. But you know what happens? Even though we shield and we renew our shields every 4 to 6 hours, because energy keeps moving, we still take on a lot of intuitive information, and some of it is just too heavy to process and carry around. And then that's where learning how to control your intuition comes handy. I have a YouTube video on youtube.com/Birkantore about how to control your intuition and how to bring your intuition, the puppy, back to your physical body, so you're not taking on intuitively information and energies and knowledge that you do not need, that overwhelms you, so you can become a peaceful, intuitive observant of what's going on, okay? Because if you are peaceful, you can be of service for even a longer time. And now I'm going to switch from my teaching lecture mode to my angel reader psychic mode, and I'm just going to have a look at the numbers. Oh my God, angels help me. So many energies and so many different energies, and I'm called from so many different places, so I'm cutting my cords. I know that I'll be guided to the right number. I'm going to start with area code 323. Area code 323, you are on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Kahira.
Could you repeat that?
Kahira.
Kahira, that's a beautiful name. Does it have a meaning?
Thank you. It means Cairo.
It means?
Cairo, you know, the city in Egypt.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You actually do have that regal Egyptian energy, you know, before things went south in the south, when Egyptians were privy to occult knowledge and mysticism and metaphysical knowledge, and they were using this when they were taught by the Atlanteans. You definitely have a lifetime that is connected to both Atlantis and Egypt, and you even have healing knowledge within your head. I don't know if you are practicing energy healing or if you are called to learn about these subjects, but it's already within you. So whatever you learn is just going to be triggering your past life memories. But now I'm going to let you ask your question. What was your question for me today?
I have a question about moving forward. I've been wanting to leave my job for some time and have been kind of stuck in terms of just, you know, applying and getting out of there. And I'm thinking about a career in teaching, and I wanted to know what you thought about that, if you thought that would be a good fit.
Okay, what would you like to teach? I'm going to pull some cards for you.
High school. I'm not exactly sure of the subject yet.
Okay. I'm hearing not yet. I'm hearing not yet. I don't know where you're working right now, but I'm hearing not yet. You just need to be patient just a bit more. I'm not talking about years here. I'm talking about it's almost in terms of weeks, max 3 months. I feel like you need to clarify your next step in your mind prior to taking a physical action step towards that direction. When I tune into your mind, that beautiful mind is not 100% clear. I would recommend meditating in silence, not even posing questions to your guardian angels, but just meditating in silence, because I feel like you already have a plan, but you've been stressed and tired, so you're not able to see the whole picture of what your higher self is trying to relate to you regarding what to do in the future professionally. So first of all, I'm going to recommend you, maybe you can find a meditation circle you can join. Sometimes, you know, we just keep putting it off and it's on our own, but when we join a meditation circle with others, we really create time and space to meditate regularly. So just keep that in mind, that's coming through, because I feel like you need to raise your energy first, and you need to do some healing of the mind first and let go of the stress, some of it, so you can make a clear decision. Could you also give me your month and day of birth?
Yeah, July 17th.
Okay, July 7th, just a second. 6. Like I said, I'm just talking about calming down for a few weeks. Is it possible that there's going to be a short period where you're not working between where you're working now and your next step?
Okay.
Could you support yourself? Could that happen?
Maybe.
If there was a gap?
My new one would be kind of tight, but I would like a break.
Okay. Because if you know, we have free will and options. So what I'm hearing is if you want to take action right away and very quickly, there might be a gap that you need to stretch until you land your next paying job. But in the meantime, have you made some applications or checked something? I feel like you've already done something. Or did you see if they are looking for it, if you checked with the ministry?
I applied today.
You did today. Okay. That was the first step, and they are congratulating you for that. So congrats on taking action. And look at also, I keep hearing substitute. So look at positions where you can become a substitute teacher. I don't know if that was something you were considering. I'm already seeing a building. So whenever my visions of probable futures, you know, future basically, is this solid, that means the person have already taken enough action and sent enough thoughts out there to make it happen. So I know that you are going to land a job that is flexible. It feels flexible. I don't feel like you're going to be working 8 hours a day, but I see you being happy, actually. And I see you being satisfied and taking a break from, you know, what you've been through, but it's just another stepping stone, just so you know.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. My pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Love connecting with your energy. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And angels, now where would you like to take me next? Okay. I'm between two numbers. I'm going to try the first one. Oh, angel sent me. Okay, thank you. Area code 941. You are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How can I help you today?
I was wondering what you foresee for me in my career. Do you see any changes coming or my business picking up more?
what do you do for a living? I actually see you, you know, we were talking about light workers, and I see, do you have angel cards or oracle cards?
I do tarot cards a little bit. I do more of clairvoyant readings.
Okay, I see you giving readings. Is that something you consider doing also professionally, or are you doing
it professionally?
You do it professionally. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that I see. When I tuned into your energy, I saw cards. Sometimes, you know, cards can be my, you know, you reading cards can be my symbol for you being a reader, but I'm not seeing you dependent on the cards. Let me tune in because I'm hearing some angelic chatter, so sometimes I need to listen. And at the same time, I'm pulling cards. Are you also moving houses or are you working from home? Your home
company. I work from home, but I want to eventually move.
Okay. Both is going to happen. And in the next home, I see a space specifically created, designated for your healing work, for your intuitive work. And
I do healing too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be both, and you are going to actually have the space within the house. You'll have enough space. I'm not saying you are moving to a mansion, but I see enough space for you to say, okay, when I sit here in front of this desk, I'm working. Because also, I need you to set clear boundaries to when you are working, when you're not working. Sometimes you are working too much in your mind. You keep thinking about work. You keep thinking about work, which can happen when you are self-employed. So I need you to set clear boundaries to yourself that after a certain hour, you're just going to, you know, read books or watch your TV shows, whatever you want to do, anything but work. You're going to pick up from where you left off the next day. Okay? You need to give yourself a break. If you are tired, you cannot. It becomes challenging to attract prosperity and great things. And I feel like you've been doing this long stretch of hanging in there as a professional light worker. And I know that feeling because I've been there and I've seen my friends go through that stretch of not making a lot of money, but having the feeling that everything is going to be okay, that they will indeed be able to easily support themselves, but they still had to go through that stretch of time where they didn't have a lot of business. So also I'm missing you in the business. Are you a shy person or are you so dedicated to service and your work? Maybe you are hiding your face from your business or from people. Are you hiding in any way? Not consciously?
No, I just don't network because I just don't care for the people that, you know, are in the same biz. Don't want to be negative, but, you know, I don't network with other people that do psychic work around here.
Okay, and I support that 100% because I feel like that comes from a place of not negativity, but you just didn't, you realize these people or those people did not resonate with you, whoever they are, and it is okay not to connect with those who do not. It's, in fact, congrats for standing in your power and saying, even though we are doing the same job, I choose not to, you know, work with you or network with you because we don't vibe. So what? But at the same time, I need you to network. Not with people you are not resonating with, but people that you are resonating with. There is internet. You do not have to be limited to your area. But at the same time, I need you to be seen more by your future clients so they can find you.
Okay.
That's why networking comes handy, that so you are visible. Because these days, my favorite form of advertising and marketing is being out there and giving free information and free readings, mini readings, and writing inspirational blogs or bringing resources to people. And that shows what type of a professional you are as a light worker, and people can decide if they want to work with you because they will like the piece of information or how you convey the information, and they will want to work with you. So I want you to put more effort on getting out there as yourself and let people know that you're there and what you do. And I feel like you are doing this, but it needs to be you need to be more upfront. Something about also your face on picture. I don't know. Maybe your picture. Do you have a picture of yourself?
Yeah, I don't like my face on picture. I do not take good pictures. That's what it is. That's what you're picking up.
Okay. You know what? I disagree. I think you're pretty. I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a very visual person. Mm-hmm. And when I look at your face, I really see this very unique look and beauty and sense of humor and the smirk at the corner of your mouth. And I think people will like that. So, of course, we want to, you know, pick a picture that shows, portrays who we are just a bit to give other visual people an idea of who we are, because they're going to open their lives to you. Think about it. As psychics, we look at people and there are no secrets. It's not like therapy. They don't get to pick and choose what they're going to say. We might see anything and everything. So it's a very sacred, intimate thing. That's why people are so cautious when, and even scared when it comes to picking psychics. I feel like what I'm hearing from the angels, your clients and future clients already know that you work in the lights and that you're not about doom and gloom. So you conveyed that with your past work, but they just want to get to know you a bit more. And when they see who you are, they will be rushing to you and they'll be making their decisions easier, okay? Because some people are not as intuitive that they're able to see you even without the picture. And also, let's heal that I don't picture well thing, and you can practice and find your best angles. It's possible. Yeah. Anyone can give a good picture. It's possible. Believe me. I have a background in show business. I know a lot about pictures. So let's also make sure that it's not something about, you know, something about your self-image and self-love, and let's heal those along the lines while we are doing this. So hopefully you'll take all this to heart and think about it. And I've got the unicorn card right in the smack center of your reading. And in my deck, one of the main meanings of this card, and in your case, is keep the faith. So until I could support myself as a full-time light worker, I had to take odd jobs, part-time, semi-time jobs at odd times, and, you know, to make the ends meet and support myself. I never gave so much power or thought to those jobs. I just gave thanks to the universe for sending me those jobs so I could stay on my path and keep developing my practice. So that happens. Only thing, you are a very sensitive individual. So, of course, you need to be extra, extra picky to where you work if you ever do something on the side, okay? Because we can manifest also side income. We can manifest side income thanks to Archangel Shamuel and Law of Attraction and the universe. That is actually okay, that we don't mind doing, that has an energy that doesn't hurt us and maybe even keeps us busy, because you are someone who should keep busy. Okay, you have such a stimulated mind and high intelligence level. I can see your mind, so that mind needs to be busy. And more writing and more you, okay? Now, I need to continue, so maybe I can take more questions. But thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Take care and good luck with everything. We'll be praying for you. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, bye-bye. By the way, please share your... Hello? Oh, okay. Dropped. I was just going to say, please share your website in the chat room. So... in the chat room, we have friends and light workers, so they can find your business. So if you are still listening, sweetheart, please come to the chat room and share your page with us. And or just come and say hi on my Facebook page so they can find you. Speaking of my Facebook page, I'm going to have a little request from my lovely, lovely, lovely angel mediums, from my students, from my Oracle messengers. You need to practice. You know that, right? We talked about the importance of practice, and so many of you are so good at what you do in angel readings and mediumship. Please feel free to use my Facebook page to practice, because I have people leaving questions on my wall asking. So feel free to pull cards for them and give loving angel readings and help people. That will also help you be seen by others, and they'll say, oh, I like how she passed that message. Maybe I should get a reading with this person. So you can even generate business and show people how you work as an intuitive. But at the same time, that gives you an opportunity to practice, because I know that a lot of you want to, you know, give me the opportunity to answer. But I'm telling you, when there are hundreds of comments under a thread on Facebook, or there are questions on the wall, and I'm traveling or writing or doing sessions, and I can't give so much time to social media, step in, my lovely students, and do some service work, but at the same time, practice. And that way people will also get to know you, and you'll get to help people. Now, since I have so little time left, I can take one quick question, and I'm going to area code for some reason. I'm going to the area code 727. You are live on the air. I'm going to take your name and question really quickly, okay?
Okay, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I just wanted to know, I'm kind of at like a crossroads right now in my life, and I'm looking to get my settlement and move, and I'm wanting to know how, you know, when you see this coming about, like when you see this change coming.
Oh, okay. Can I have your day, month and day of birth?
Oh, sure. It's April 3rd.
Okay, if you can give me a quick moment. I'm going to use numerology. I want to have a look at your personal year number. For, you said April 3?
No. Yeah, April 3rd. Mm-hmm.
April 3rd,
four,
okay.
3.
Okay, yeah, got it. So,
I'm a 7.
You are a 7, but you are in a personal year 4, my dear.
Yes.
So that's the year of hard work, and sometimes we don't really get the fruits of our labor within the 4 personal year, and but it always follows. It always follows. So I know that in a short amount of time that you will actually start getting results. And it's starting with some legal paperwork that you'll receive, and you'll be like, yay, I see you celebrating. And then I see a waiting period on that legal paperwork, that positive outcome or the outcome you wanted. There's a twist. There's a plot twist, but don't worry, you're taken care of. Also, ask Archangel Raguel to help you with the settlements and the legal cases. But after a short wait, you have the, I pulled the whale card for you, which is my symbol for a great opportunity, abundance, and also almost like, what's the right word for it? I'm having a brain freeze. Windfall, a big windfall and a big opportunity. Did you say you also want to change careers?
Yeah, probably when I get my money, I might go back to school, maybe train for something else. Or...
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Please go for that. Please go for that. It feels like your soul, your spirit have been giving you signs for that. And at the same time, you've been getting even dreams and guidance. You will be even more guided in the future once you are out of this period where you just have to do stuff and not get a lot of results right away. But also seeing some healing and good stuff coming from the relationship front also in the future, okay? Since I have so little time,
The relationship, well, I have a guy that I used to go out with, and he actually contacted me recently. Is that what you're thinking?
Okay, can I have his first name?
His name is Scott.
Okay. Scott is more like a... I don't know, sweetheart, if he is a good match for you for something serious, because you have grown a lot. You are a different person than the time you've been seeing this person. You've been growing so fast and so far. So I don't know, but it can be still healing. I was seeing a more of a relationship situation in the future. A bit down the line within the next year, not right away, but also for a lot of results and news, I'm going to say February and March for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Ron. I love your talks. They're beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Nice to hear it. Thank you. Take care and good luck.
Blessing.
Bye.
Well, I'm giving you a big hug.
And I'm sending a hug right back at you. Now, we have only 20 seconds left before I say goodbye to you. And I couldn't really have a look at the chat room today because I had so much to say. But I know Aristotle and Rachel had been working hard answering questions, at least chatting with y'all, assuming answering your questions. Next week, Wednesday, see you all at 7 p.m. European and 10 a.m. Pacific. With love. Goodbye. Bye.